This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If you think of it in a certain way, General Dwight Eisenhower was the showrunner of World War II, or at least one of them. I mean, the other side had a showrunner too, but Ike was ours, and he went on, of course, to be the President of the United States, which is closer to being the head of current programming for the entire country, in that you get blamed for a lot of things you can't control, and most of the time you're furious that people won't just do what they're told. But both of these jobs, showrunner and head of current, but if you want to get granular, I'd include being Supreme Allied Commander and President of the United States. So all four of those jobs had their differences and specific complexities. None of them is as powerful as they seem. The first thing you learn when taking over a major military initiative, a half-hour comedy, or the executive branch of the federal government, is that there's a much longer list of things you can't do than you can. And that's a lesson that heads of current programming already know, of course, from the moment they deliver their first script note. But about the only power any of those jobs do have, when you get right down to it, is the power to decide what we're going to tackle right now. Controlling the day is pretty much the key to running something successfully. Otherwise, you're just waiting around for something to happen that you can then react to. What the executive producer of the Allied side of World War II came up with was something now called the Eisenhower Matrix, and it works this way. There are really only four categories of things to do, and you can put them all in a box made up of four squares. So in the top left box, put things that are important and urgent. To the top right, things that are important but not urgent. In the bottom left, things that are not important but urgent. And in the bottom right, things that are not important or urgent. And once you've sorted out all these things to do, the rest is pretty easy. The stuff that's urgent and important, well, you have to do that right now. The stuff that's urgent but not important, you get someone else to do. The stuff that's neither urgent nor important, you just forget about. Now, the trick is dealing with the top right box, important but not urgent. This is the stuff that I usually let slide or fester until it moves to the left into the do it now box. But that's the key to being an effective showrunner or president or head of current or human being, I guess, making sure that you've cleared enough time in the day to tackle at least one or two of those important but not urgent tasks. And if you're just responding to emails all day or questions or minor emergencies or worse, doing things that aren't urgent or important or worst of all, doing urgent things that aren't important that someone else should be doing, well, then the day just slips away and you're not really running the show anymore. The show is running you. Now, of course, the problem with this kind of thing is that it frees you up. Because if you effectively delegate smaller tasks and dump the pointless ones and do the important, urgent stuff right now, you end up with some time in your day to think about that hardest category, stuff you need to do eventually, things you need to fix in the future, thinking you need to have time to do before the timeline gets out of hand. But that's, you know, hard, which is why it's so much more human to wait for something to happen to you, because reacting is easier than initiating. Now, I've seen writers and showrunners resist making changes in the scripts in their shows, not really because they didn't think changes were necessary, but because they just couldn't see how there was any time in the day for that kind of rethink. And when I say I've seen writers and showrunners, I really just mean me, but I can't be the only one. I mean, people in the entertainment business are always talking about how busy they are and how much stress there is, but my guess is they're just living entirely in the urgent now boxes and not thinking out there in the upper right-hand box, which is why we have so many sequels and reboots and why we all race around all the time, because we're not doing anything important, are we? We're just hoping that if we race around enough, we'll be too short of breath for anything else more meaningful. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will lose our audience for KCRW. This is Rob Long.